Thanks, Colleen and Suzanne. We're going to now join our hearts and our minds in a time of prayer. Please rise. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. For pastors, teachers, missionaries, and all who proclaim God's word, that God would embolden them to speak his word of repentance and forgiveness. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who struggle to believe in Christ's unwavering love, that the victory won by the risen Christ would pierce their darkness of doubt and despair, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
And for all the rulers and leaders of the world, that God would turn their hearts to his will of mercy, peace, and justice, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
have mercy. For those who are sick and recovering, Lord, especially for those that are recovering from COVID this last week and newly diagnosed, that you would give them recovery according to your will and be with them in their time of isolation. Lord, for those that are mourning the death of loved ones, for the Abel family gathered this last week, for Arnold's funeral, for the Sheely family mourning Harold's death, for the Munster family as they mourn the death of a close relative, also for Donna Helm as she mourns the loss of Tom. Lord, allow them to see your hand at work. Your mercies are new every morning. Help them to see how you are there, how you are with them in these dark times of grief. Lord, for those in our congregation with illness and asking for our prayers, specifically Kai, Holly, Melody and Brad, Bob, Tim and Raina, Bev, Tom and Shannon, Steve, Courtney, Betty, Riley, Spencer, Bruce and Kathy, Gary and Katie, Bernice, Michael, Jen and Gabrielle, Nicole, Libby, Terry, Larry, Cole, David, Daryl and Janine, Mark, Ellen, Kyla, Dave, Derek, and for a family in conflict that is gathering this week. Lord, we pray that they rely on the steadfast love and faithfulness of Christ. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
have mercy. For those who celebrate special occasions and answered prayers, that their joy be a witness to the goodness of God. For this, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
It is into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your promise to hear us. Amen.